B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. That is the Sound Off line. That is how you get in if you got something to say. Gabe Kyler got fired earlier today. I'm assuming we have some calls here about that. Let's see what we have on Sound Off.
So, the Flyers win. Ben Simmons hits the three, and we fired Gabe Kyler.
Well. Somebody has been putting a little bit extra in the offering plate this past couple Sundays, haven't they?
Ooh. The Philadelphia trifecta. As long as somebody gets fired with the two good things, we're good.
Well, we're off to a great start. That's pretty impressive right there.
Hey, Mike, now that Gabe is gone, I'm thinking maybe Buck Showalter's hanging out there to be hired next. If that's the case, I'll tell you what. If Buck comes, I say he brings George Costanza to give hitting tips. Better than John Melee.
Your guy was a great episode. That was the cotton uniforms. Mm.
Yeah.
Episode, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Cotton uniforms.
I think it'd work better if the Yankees wore cotton uniforms.
Yeah.
Ding dong, Kepler's gone. And where did he come from? Ding dong, Kepler's really gone.
You can see that ride at Disney World. Right?
I love producers. I love callers that produce their own calls.
The Kepler ride.
He kind of music back.
He did.
That was good.
Yeah, ding dong.
That's creative.
I'm sorry. It was the. That's your favorite movie.
It is.
Yeah.
That's not my favorite song of the movie.
Wizard of Oz would be your favorite movie of all time.
Yes, it is.
It's in my top five.
It is.
I really like Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Great cinematic excellence. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
Know you got a good hockey coach when you have no idea how to pronounce his last name. Go Flyers! 82-0, baby! Woo!
Oh, wow. Vigneault. He's actually a good hockey coach. So maybe the combination of new coach, young players, and the goaltender, who's Marty Perron, gets the Flyers deep into the Stanley Cup playoff run. But I have to wait for 15 games. When 15 games go by, I'll have a statement on the Flyers, Tyra. All right.
We'll open the show with your statement.
13 more games have to go by.
Watching Zion Williams, it's like a combination of Charles Barkley and Dominique Wilkins. This kid's quickness and his explosion to the basket is uncanny. On 13 attempts, Mike, he hit 12 shots, most of them to the basket. He definitely got to learn how to shoot a jump shot. But, Mike, he dropped 29 points in 27 minutes.
Yeah, it was a preseason game. He's going to be explosive like that. He's going to score points. That team's not very good, so he's going to get a lot of opportunities to score. Ty, you're taking a wait-and-see attitude about Zion, aren't you?
Yes, I don't think he can guard anybody.
Yeah, he's going to have trouble guarding.
Happy 10th anniversary. Second, I'm backing up Natalie. It is a Northeast Philly thing. It is called Sev. Guys and girls do call it Sev. It was always yelling me up at Sev.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, I figured it was a Northeast Philly thing. Well, see, I'm close to Northeast Philly, but it didn't get up that way.
Boone's from Delco, and he says it's Sev.
Maybe it's just neighborhood preference.
Must be neighborhood.
I will admit that in Doylestown, Sev did make its way, that terminology.
Yeah,
it was in our lexicon.
It was?
A Sev run. But no one goes there anymore anyway. They just go to Wawa.
Really?
Yeah. I swear to God.
Of course we prefer Wawa.
Yeah.
Never heard of Sev.
That's wild.
I'm
going to
make a Sev run. Yeah.
All right. Close it down.
That It's the best of the best today of Soundgarden. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
All right, that concludes the big 10th anniversary festivities for today. Everybody shared the microphone. It was a lot of fun. Did you have fun, Mark?
I had a blast.
Thanks for coming in. I knew it was a long day for you, so thanks for coming
in. Same to you, man.
This final hour.
You started early,
too. No, I didn't start as early as you. I slept in at 9 o'clock. Anyway, stay tuned. The Cuz's Corner is live from Parks Casino and on TV. Stay tuned on NBC Sports Philadelphia for Quick Slants. Have a great night, everybody. Back to normal programming. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.